The NBA draft is tonight. We've had, you know, a major trade already with the Celtics and the 76ers. Basically, Markelle Fultz will be part of the Sixers. And the Celtics turned out number three. And the thought process was, all right, with a number three pick, there's a very good chance it'll go to Chicago for Jimmy Butler, potentially Indiana for Paul George, something like that. Because this is a team that is built to win right now. And they're not waiting for another rookie. And they want to get a piece that's going to help them beat LeBron James right now. Jimmy Butler seems like the perfect fit to me. Fine. All well and good. And I'm watching everything unfold from afar. Like the Dwight Howard trade was cool. The D'Angelo Russell trade was pretty interesting. And again, I'm watching this from afar. I feel this is, like, I'm interested, right? Like, I'm thinking D'Angelo Russell's fantasy value next year is going to be through the roof. Like, on the Nets, you can chuck as many times as you want. Like, the same reason I liked Jeremy Lin last year is the reason I'm going to like D'Angelo Russell this year. And again, I'm really enjoying what I'm seeing. This is really interesting. Until yesterday, I had come to grips, almost a realization, that Carmelo Anthony will not be part of the New York Knicks next year because the GM of the Knicks is a bumbling idiot. He's a fool. And he cares more about proving that a system that is archaic at this point, that does not involve shooting three-pointers, is how you should win the NBA today. And for this particular GM, it's about legacy. And despite winning more NBA championships than anyone, he needed to prove his system was generational. His system would always work. So he's going to trade away the top scorer on his team to prove that. Fine. I've come to that realization. Maybe Carmelo Anthony's not the player that he was. Fine. It's not like I ever wanted him in fantasy basketball anyway. Like, I always kind of stayed away from Melo because I thought he only scored and he didn't do enough. Fine. And then there's rumors that leak out yesterday morning by Adrian Wojnarowski that Phil is listening to calls on Kristaps Porzingis. And I took it as like, okay, Woj is reporting that, and fine, right? Like, any GM, and we do this in fantasy too, any GM should take calls on any player. Scotty owned Mike Trout in fantasy. Like, he should take calls on Mike Trout before he was injured and after he was injured. It's going to take a king's ransom in order to acquire him, but nevertheless, you should take calls on everybody, and that's fine. Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Aaron Rodgers, David Johnson, whoever. Take calls. No issue. The issue is Phil Jackson refusing to do an interview with anybody. This is going to sound familiar. With anybody but his own media propaganda. And that is MSG. Phil Jackson goes on MSG.
Without Troutwick.
Without Troutwick to have an interview because he didn't want to be interviewed by CNN or NBC. He went on with MSG. And
this is disgusting.
And Al Chatwick interviews him. He's like, what is the deal with this Kristaps Porzingis stuff, basically? And he goes, we got to do what's best for the team. You know, what we have is not working. We're going to have to get younger and rebuild. Mind you, Kristaps Porzingis is 22 years
now, old. How old is he going to be?
He's 21 years old.
He'll be 22.
How much younger do you want to be? Do you want to trade for a middle schooler?
This guy, man, I can't.
He is 21 years old. He'll be 22 in August. 21 years old. And this all comes from, we have to do, quote, what's best for the basketball team. Do you know why Phil's upset? Because in his mind, quote, 25, 30 years of doing this, he has never had a player skip on an exit interview. Except, that's a lie. You know how with certain people, you can go back into their old tweets or back into their old transcripts and find, like, hypocrisy or lies? That is what you can find with Phil Jackson.
All the time.
In 2004, you know who missed an exit interview because he was pissed off?
Kobe Bryant?
Shaq.
There you go.
Shaquille O'Neal, another big man. You know why Kristaps Porzingis is upset? Because this organization lies to him. This organization is not trying to win. They are trying to improve on a grisly, old, psychotic man's legacy.
Psychotic is the correct word, too.
They are trying to fix his legacy. And in order to do that, they're willing to trade away a bona fide star who could become a bona fide superstar in this league. He is 21 years old. And tonight, with the NBA draft, they're willing to trade him away to get younger, a 19-year-old kid who, let's face it, may suck.
Hasn't done anything.
He may suck. The one thing that Phil Jackson has done well in the NBA was draft in the NBA as a general manager has draft Kristaps Porzingis.
And he didn't want to draft him.
Correct.
He even said, "Yeah, I wasn't going to go there." But he
it was his top scout that said, "You got to draft
his top five picks." They even in the top five, they don't always hit. And he wants to trade him for a 19-year-old.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you have Kristaps Porzingis, the one thing that he lucked in to getting right. At 22 next year, a kid that is only improving, that is working his ass off to improve, that is a 7-foot monster that can hit, that is perfect for today's NBA. That's the problem,
Corey. Future all-star.
Kristaps Porzingis is perfect for today's NBA. He's not perfect for 1995 NBA. He's perfect for 2017 NBA. And because of that, Phil Jackson wants to trade him away for a guy that can hit long twos.
Listen, he's a psychotic old hippie. He's a psychopathic hippie. He's high. And then the thing yesterday with Al Troutman, that is classic Madison Square Garden material. Though, let's trot Phil out there on our network with our guy so we can control the situation. And then Phil says, oh, well, when the guy skips the exit interview, people start to speculate. Would you shut up, you crazy old fool? Get off the damn TV. You're embarrassing Madison Square Garden. I'm sick of this dude. Get his ass out of here.
Forget embarrassing Madison Square Garden. Phil Jackson's embarrassing himself.
He is.
But it starts at the top. The problem is with James Dolan, and he did it with the Rangers with Glenn Sather. These are the guys that are his buds, and he lets them do. There's nothing that they can do that he's going to fire them and all that stuff. So, I mean, it really starts there, and that's been a big problem.
Yeah, now there's a sense that teams maybe can come in and steal Porzingis. During his speech, like, okay, like he tried to make it sound like we're not moving the guy yet, but we're just listening to what's best for the team. But what's best for the team is don't even listen. That's not the guy that you get rid of. He talks about wanting to get younger. He says, we're rebuilding to get younger. Again, the guy is 22 years old, and then they asked him about Carmelo, and he says Carmelo's a future Hall of Famer, but you know maybe it's time for a change. He's done so much for this organization. He's not showing he's grateful to Carmelo at all either.
Yeah, but the Knicks should have never, in my opinion, re-signed Carmelo at that time. They should have went in a different direction. They were not going to win with him, but Dolan wants a star there so he can fill the seats.
Right, so I agree with that exact point, right? Like it was a short-sighted decision. They needed to do a lot more than just re-sign Melo, give him the no trade, like let him go to Chicago, rebuild. And I would have been okay with that. I really would have. And I said that at the time. I think I said it to Corey, honestly. I would have been all right with that. Because it gave you flexibility. I'm all about the flexibility, so I'm right. So I'm totally with that. But the statement you just made, James Dolan needs a star to sell tickets in Madison Square Garden to fill up the seats. You're right. So why in the hell doesn't he step in and say, Phil Jackson, you crazy old hippie, stop trading my meal ticket. Stop trying to trade away my star. Like, everything you said with the Rangers is true. With Glenn Sather, that was there forever, right? He would not... He just let these guys go and go and go. And his reasoning for Phil Jackson, he said this during his Oakley feud, like, you know, it's Phil's team. I gave Phil the power. Well, he thinks of it like this. Everybody wanted Phil Jackson. Cares. Yeah. Now I gave him Phil Jackson.
Well, he's now they're complaining about this.
Yeah, he's a crazy old hippie, too. He just says, you know, his father had a lot of money.
You're right. You know,
that's the thing. He has a band and whatever the hell he does.
Correct.
But it's kind of the same thing. And like I said, I think it's more that he falls in love with, like, Phil Jackson. Like
Isaiah Sandler. Thomas. Yeah, these guys like this, and it doesn't work well, and it's a drain. He's the worst man in New York City, James Dolan, and Phil Jackson is right there behind him. I wonder who Phil Jackson Connect is. Like, where does Phil Jackson get his weed from? Because that's a hell of a plug that he's got.
Yeah.
It's clearly making this man insane.
It's unbelievable. It's
not good stuff, obviously.
Or it's obviously really good stuff. It's
either
way,
or, you know
it's like mind altering.
Yeah. Oh, I know what we can do. We can train our best player who's 21.
It might not be weed, you know. It could be some of these old 1960s drugs.
LSD. Yeah. Whatever it is. Whatever it is, Phil needs to stop taking it.